From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A camera on a Jerusalem religious site, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday, adding video surveillance to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, referred to by Muslims as Noble Sanctuary, is in Israel's best interest. He told a cabinet meeting that the action would help to both refute claims that Israel wants to change the rules that allow Muslims to pray there, but also to, in his words, show where the provocations are really coming from. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Saturday Israel and Jordan agreed on specific steps to help reduce violence, including the video monitoring.
We have to join together in calling for an immediate end to violence. We must stress the importance of avoiding provocative actions and rhetoric.
John Kerry. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Sunday eliminating the threat of what he called terrorists in his country would lead to a political solution to the civil war there. Assad met with a group of Russian lawmakers and other officials in Damascus. Tanzanians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new president and parliament. Voting was peaceful in the capital and appeared to run smoothly with no incidents of violence or unrest. A video posted online Sunday reportedly shows the joint U.S. and Peshmerga raid on an Islamic State prison in northern Iraq last week. 69 hostages were freed in the operation. In the two-minute video shared by the Kurdistan Regional Security Council, several commandos in uniform are seen leading a group of men quickly between rooms as nonstop gunfire crackles nearby. This is VOA News.